Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Mark Ehrhardt, Executive Director of Grow Louisiana Coalition. He recently wrote an opinion piece about choose trial lawyers or Trump's energy agenda. Officials have been singing the praises of these alleged tort reform, he says, that did not address the lawsuits that threaten the coastal jobs as well as investment of the energy sector. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell, it's good to be with you again.
So, Mark, explain to us the mission and vision of Grow Louisiana Coalition and what brought you to this, the authoring this opinion piece.
So the Grow Louisiana Coalition has been around since 2013, and we represent more than 100,000 people in Louisiana who either work in or alongside the state's energy industry every day. And we talk about three primary things as we go around the state meeting with people. The first is the economic importance of the oil and gas business to Louisiana and how it's more important today than really it's ever been because of how because of the opportunities that are available if Louisiana decides to take them. The second area is talking about how the state's energy industry is the number one private investor in Louisiana's coast. And the third area is talking around the state's legal climate and our current situation when it comes to trying to have it both ways, where we are trying to say verbally with our mouths, hey, we want energy investment in Louisiana. We are the best at energy development and oil and gas development in Louisiana. But then through our actions, we're trying to sue the industry out of existence. Because in particular, because of a series of trial lawyer led lawsuits in a handful of coastal parishes saying that the oil and gas business needs to pay huge, huge amounts of money for work they did that was permitted by the state of Louisiana and allowed by the federal government. And this came to a head in April when Plaquemines Parish a jury in Plaquemines Parish decided to award the state and plaintiffs and trial lawyers about $745 million for work that was permitted and done starting during World War II for decades. And what we found out at that time is, number one, that that verdict was really short-sighted and just was mind-blowing. And what's even worse, which speaks to our trial lawyer economy problems, is before the trial lawyers even got out of the courthouse, one trial lawyer said to somebody in the courthouse, well, it's not $745 million. We're going for $1 billion. If we have $400 million more we're going to go for to try and get our legal fees and things like that. And we're faced with a choice, and we're being told by the governor and the Attorney General of Louisiana, oh, we are a pro-energy state, but they are trying to have it both ways. We are either at the altar of the trial lawyer economy, or we're for growing responsibly Louisiana's oil and gas business and the energy economy. We can't have it both ways.
So you don't believe that both can be true, but let me ask this question about the Plaquemines judgment. I thought there was evidence of activities that were performed by Chevron outside of what would have been legally allowed relative to intentional dumping of certain chemicals and other issues like that in the wetlands at that point in time and for many years. Is that not true?
No, well, the specifics, I'm not a scientist in that type of way and can't speak to those types of specifics.
But let's just assume for a moment, you know, to do away with all of this, what if there is evidence that they were properly permitted, it was a properly conducted activity, but there were activities that they engaged in that would not have been allowed under the existing laws at that time? Should they be immune from lawsuit?
Well, I think if you are issued a permit by the state of Louisiana, you have to operate by those permits. And I think that's where you and I, that's where I disagree with what you said, is where you said under the laws at the time. What has been repeatedly shown and argued over and over again is that there was work done that was not only permitted at the time under the laws at the time, but that it was encouraged to be done. And that where these exorbitant lawsuits are coming in now, not only in Plaquemine, but in six other parishes, is trying to sue companies that have worked in Louisiana for decades under laws that didn't even exist when the work was done. My argument is, it's like me saying to you, Newell, in 1982, you filed your taxes a certain way and you did this, that, and the other thing. Well, I'm going to come back in 2025 under a law that was established in the year 2000, and I'm going to sue you for what you did in 1982 on your taxes. It just doesn't work, and we're allowing it.
You're not saying that. So my point is simply this. I mean, this total abolition of legacy lawsuits, I think, is a little bit of an overreach. And that's why I asked the question the way that I did, is that if they were properly permitted, you know, they were following most of the rules, but not all, and there was evidence that was brought forward by direct testimony or any other way that proved that they were dumping chemicals and other stuff into the wetlands, which was not an accepted practice at that point in time, should they be immune from lawsuit?
Under the laws of that time, is my opinion, as opposed to suing someone over laws that didn't even exist at the time. Right? I get that.
But you know, a lot of people are in favor of this total abolition of legacy lawsuits. Is that y'all's position?
No, I think in Louisiana, where we've had a problem, there's a difference between the legacy lawsuits where you're dealing with individual landowners and oil and gas activity that took place on that land, and the coastal lawsuits, and which is around coastal permits and actual governments suing on behalf of landowners without the landowner's permission. With the legacy lawsuits with landowners and things, we have instances in Louisiana where you have individuals who are suing the same company three different times over the same issue. And that's a huge problem. It's a huge problem that has been tried to figure out, tried to be solved over the last 20 years or so. And what I'm talking about is something, and I don't think, look, and you look at a place like Texas has a system in place that if you violate your permit, you have to do certain things. You are penalized, you have to remediate, you have to do all those things. And Texas does not have the legal problems anywhere close that Louisiana does. In Louisiana, we have a system that encourages people to sue one thing after another. And that's where we're at a disadvantage. We're at a disadvantage. But yeah, if you violated a permit, you need to rectify that.
Where does Grow Louisiana Coalition stand on this abandoned well problem that we've had for a long time? I mean, to me, it's a classic example of the industry not really fulfilling its obligation to the state, and we've set up a series of laws that grant these immunities out there or something along those lines, where we never can find out who actually owns the well, who's responsible for it. Allegedly, you can't transfer your liability, but it's done all the time, and nobody seems to be able to figure it out. And we have abandoned wells all over the place that have not been properly capped and not been properly remediated.
I think that there's a system in place now where we're as far along in doing the right things to get this problem fixed than we have been for a really long, long time. I think that there are funds that are now available to be able to go in and try to manage and handle the abandoned well problem. And I think those things are moving forward. I think from Grow, we don't get into the specifics in terms of how should this program work versus something else. I think from the people of the oil and gas business and the people who support the oil and gas business in the state, the people who are working in it, they want to do the right things. They want to be able to operate the industry, and they do it from a huge perspective. The people of the industry in Louisiana are working on behalf of Louisiana and working to do the right things. And
so,
where
so
we
you
are
say,
going,
let me, because I'm running out of time, Mark,
yeah.
but I want to get this point out. So you say that the tort reform that was conducted during this last legislative session, that the folks are being misled by that as it relates to what we're just talking about, legacy lawsuits. What would you change? What would the bill look like?
The point I'm making is we're talking about the reform that was done during the legislative session we're putting a Band-Aid on a cut where we're missing a gaping chest wound. And the gaping chest wound is the coastal lawsuits. And the governor and the attorney general of Louisiana have the ability to stop this. And every time they're put to the test of saying, why are we doing this? Where other states are advancing energy development and following what President Trump wants to do, why is Louisiana continuing to try and sue the largest companies on the face of the earth for the work that they were invited to do here? And that's what we're missing. That's what we're missing. And we keep getting excuses. The attorney general says, I'm for energy. Well, 16 states' attorney general signed a letter agreeing with President Trump on his energy agenda, Texas, Florida, Arkansas, Alabama. The one state that's missing is Louisiana. And even if you look beyond Plaquemines Parish into the other parishes, the attorney general and the governor have the ability to stop these things, and they aren't. I believe they're hoping that people don't really pay attention. And the people who support oil and gas in the state need to pay attention, because the trial lawyers are winning out, and we're losing to the trial lawyer economy. That's where I'm at.
I would love to see what that looks like in verbiage, because it sounds like what we're promoting is an abolition of a certain type of lawsuit against actors, and that always, it for me as a lawyer, is a very slippery slope when you have that, because there are all kinds of both direct and indirect actions that can be conducted by the tortfeasor, and it has to be a balance of interests, and it can't be one-sided.
I think you're exactly right. When we're talking about a balance of interest, I think that's exactly right. Except my point to that is the balance of interest is drastically in the favor of trial lawyers who are utilizing opportunities to make huge sums of money. And they are telling individual parishes, you're going to make a ton of money off of this. And in the meantime, they are sacrificing the biggest industry in the state, which is the energy industry, to get it.
Cutting off your nose to spite your face. Fair enough. I got it.
Yes.
Mark Earhart, Executive Director, Grow Louisiana Coalition, thank you so much for joining us today, and have a great week.
Thanks, Noel.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.